They are obedient, never commit sins, fulfill every command of Allah. Angels of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again in our brand new episode of our program called World of Angels. In our last episode, we covered the topic of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. We covered his attributes, his virtues. Today, insha'Allah azza wa jal, we will continue talking about Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, about his greatness, about his excellences, about his attributes and virtues. Please stay with us until the end of today's episode. Insha'Allah azza wa jal, your information regarding Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam will immensely increase. Before continuing any further, let's listen to a virtue of reciting Durood-e Pak, sending peace and salutations upon Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Therefore, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that the one who recites Durood with my name in a book, angels will continue to seek forgiveness for him as long as my name remains in it. So we come to know, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that whenever we write the Durood Sharif upon Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in a book, we should write the full Durood-e Pak. We shall not write the abbreviated short forms, as they are not permissible. Sometimes people write SAW, so on and so forth. But we shall avoid all these practices and we shall write Durood in full whenever the name of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is written inside the book. And insha'Allah azza wa jal, as long as that name remains written inside the book, angels, malaika, will keep seeking forgiveness for that person. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Today's topic, again, Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wa sallam. It's very astonishing event which mesmerizes many viewers, many people, when they listen to this narration. Let's try to end our curiosity by listening to this narration. As Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, that once Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam led us in Asr Salah. In the Salah, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam prolonged his ruku' so much, to the extent that we thought that Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will not raise his blessed head from the ruku now. Then Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam raised his blessed head from the ruku and we also lifted our heads as well. After completing the salah, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam turned his blessed face at one side of the arch and said, "Where is my brother, son of my uncle, Ali ibn Abi Talib?" So Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said from the last rows that, "Labbaik ya Rasulullah, I am present." So over here we also come to know, we also learn that whenever Sahaba Ikram, the blessed companions alayhim wa ridwan, were called upon, they would reply by saying Labbaik. So we should also try to develop this habit of calling, of saying Labbaik whenever someone calls us. So Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem replies, "Labbaik ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am present." So Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "O Abul Hasan, come to me, come close to me." Therefore Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem came close to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and sat by him. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "O Abul Hasan, have you not heard about the virtues of the front rows that Allah Almighty has mentioned to me?" Now, this is a very beautiful account from many aspects. One, we will find out the dignity of Malaika as well in this, the dignity of angels, especially Sidra Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. Then we also see the respect that companions would pay towards Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and also how affectionate and kind Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is upon the companions alayhi muridwan, and how he alayhi salatu wasalam is nurturing them, how he is edifying them. So from various aspects, this narration holds various motherly pearls for us to derive from it. So Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that have you not heard the virtues of the front rows that Allah Almighty mentioned to me? Now, look at the passion that these righteous personalities, they had to attain to get hold of the first rows. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly replied that, why not, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? I have indeed heard those narrations. I indeed have heard those virtues. Then Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, that what was it that kept you away from the first row in Takbir-e-Ula, i.e. the primary Takbir? Was it the love of Hassan and Hussein that kept you engaged? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, that how can their love become an obstacle in the way of the love of Allah Almighty? Then Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam further inquired, that what was it that kept you away? That kept you away from the first rows, that became a mean of you missing the first row and the jama'at. Now listen to the amazing reply that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu he gives. He replies that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu called out the adhan, I was in the masjid at that time, and I also offered two rak'at salah at that time. Then when Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu called the ikamah, then I joined Takbir-e-Ula, i.e. I joined the primary Takbir. Then I had some doubts in my mind regarding my wudu, regarding the evolution. I had some doubts about it in my mind. So I left the masjid and went to the house of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Thereafter, I called upon Hassan and Hussein, but no one replied to me. Then my state became like a woman who loses her child, or like a seed that boils in the pot. Now, ulama, they have mentioned that this state of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was because of missing the salah, because he knew that the salah is going on, the salah has been established, and I have come to perform my wudu, I'm calling out my children, but no one is replying. So this very state of his was because of the love of salah, because he was missing the salah. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu carries on to say that, as I was looking for water, I heard a voice from my right hand side, and a bowl covered with a green handkerchief, it came in front of me. As I uncovered the bowl, there was water in it, which was whiter than milk, sweeter than honey, and softer than butter. I performed wudu, I performed ablution from that water for salah. Then I dried myself with the handkerchief and covered the bowl again. Then I turned around and looked behind, but I could not see anyone. Neither could I get to know that who placed that bowl in front of me and who took it back. Now, after Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned this account to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now the reply that Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gives him is a beautiful reply. It's a great reply. It's a very astonishing fact that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the reply he gave, through this we also come to know the amount of knowledge, the extent of knowledge, we get a gist of it, how much knowledge Allah Almighty has blessed Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with. So Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave the news of unseen to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He smiled and said that, marhaba, marhaba, O Abu al-Hasan, do you know who gave you the bowl of water and the handkerchief? Now, over here, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is asking Sunnah Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that do you know who gave you that bowl of water and the handkerchief? Whereas Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself was physically in the state of salah, and he wasn't physically present in the house of Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, where all this event took place, where this bowl came in front of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he radiallahu ta'ala anhu performed wudu and everything. Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam was not physically present over there. He alayhi salatu wasalam was in the state of salah. But now, giving the news of unseen, Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, O Abu al-Hasan. Abu al-Hasan was the kunya, the patronymic name of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said that, O Abu al-Hasan, do you know who gave that bowl and that handkerchief to you? Then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what does he reply? He says, Wallahu a'lam wa rasuluhu a'lam. Meaning that Allah Almighty and His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam know the best. Now from this, we come to know another beautiful aspect regarding the beliefs of Sahaba, the beliefs of the companions alayhim wa ridwan, that it was their belief, it was their aqeedah that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has the knowledge of unseen through the bestowal of Allah Almighty. Through the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has the knowledge of unseen. That's why Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu over here said that Wallahu a'lam wa rasuluhu a'lam. And we find many narrations where Sahaba ikram alayhi wa ridwan, this is what they would reply to Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would ask them about something. It could be anything, it could be something personal to them as well. So what they would reply? They would reply, Wallahu a'lam wa rasuluhu a'lam. That Allah Almighty and His beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam know the best. Now, in this case as well, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied the same, that Wallahu a'lam wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah Almighty and His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam knows the best. Now, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam revealing the news of unseen, he said that the bowl was brought to you by Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam, and there was the water of Hajiratul Quds in it. Furthermore, the handkerchief was brought to you by Sayyiduna Mika'il alayhi salatu wasalam, and Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam was the one who stopped me from raising my head, from lifting my head from the ruku', to the extent that you came and joined the rak'at. In this way, the Takbir-e-Ula of Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not missed either. So he came and joined the rak'at, and that's when Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam raised his blessed head. So this is why this ruku prolonged to such a long period of time, where the companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that we thought that Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will not raise his blessed head, but after a long time the blessed head was raised. And now after all this incident took place, Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is revealing the news of unseen, that why did he prolong his ruku and why did he raise his head after such a long period of time. So after all this, when Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam stopped me from raising my head until you came, i.e. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala came and joined the rak'at, after this Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that, O Abu al-Hasan, whoever loves you, Allah Almighty loves him, and whoever holds malice against you, Allah Almighty will destroy him. So we shall always try to have that devotional love towards Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and never have any kind of malice in our hearts towards Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We shall look up to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu as our role model, and we shall try to follow in his footsteps. May Allah Almighty shower His mercy upon him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all without accountability for His sake. آمين بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Let's go through another amazing and astonishing fact regarding سيدنا إسرافيل عليه الصلاة والسلام. On شب معراج, on the night of معراج, When Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went to La Makan to behold Allah Almighty, La Makan, where the direction or space or place, it does nothing like this exists. So when Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam went to La Makan to behold, Allah Almighty made angels ready to welcome Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And do you know that what was the state of the leader of the angels, Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and the other muqarrab angels, those angels who are most closest in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what was their state? What responsibilities and tasks were they appointed at? Let's listen to it. So Sayyiduna Damra radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that according to one narration, Hazrat Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam was the first one to prostrate to Sayyiduna Adam Safiyullah ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam. There are other narrations as well where we come to know that Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam was the first one, but in one narration it has also been stated that Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam was the first one to prostrate to Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah Almighty rewarded him for this very act in such a way that Allah Almighty made Holy Quran inscribed on the forehead of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is like a reward for him to do sajda, for him to prostrate in the court of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Almighty inscribed the Holy Quran on the blessed forehead of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. And some scholars are of the opinion that Lohe Mahfuz, the sacred tablet, is the blessed forehead of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. All the matters are inscribed on it. And what is the status of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam? It is said that Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam is the leader of the angels who are holding the arsh. Now those angels who are holding the arsh, they are superior than other angels who are not holding the arsh. And Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, he is the leader of all those superior angels who are holding the blessed arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there are many narrations which mention a similar kind of account, but we have just mentioned one narration before you. Hazrat Imam Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala mentions that I was asked a question, will the angels die when the trumpet is blown for the first time, and will they resurrect when the trumpet is blown for the second time? He says that I replied, yes. Allah Almighty says, when the trumpet will be blown, they will fall unconscious. The ones who are alive will die, and those who are dead, their souls will fall unconscious. All those who are in the skies and the earths. And whomsoever Allah wills, he will be saved from that unconsciousness. Now those angels whom will not die when the trumpet will be blown will be those angels who are holding the arsh. The arsh bearing angels, they will not die. Hazrat Sayyiduna Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil and Malakul Maut alayhim assalam. And these angels will not die. So when the trumpet will be blown, then those angels who are holding the blessed arsh of Allah Almighty, they will not die. And the muqarrab angels, the intimate angels, those who hold the most proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil and Israel alayhim assalam, they will not die. So what exactly will happen when the trumpet is blown? Allah Almighty will order Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam to blow the trumpet for the first time. Upon this, all the inhabitants of the earth and skies will scream out and they all will die. Except only those whom Allah Almighty wants to keep alive. So everything, everyone will perish apart from those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would exempt. So after all these people will die, then Allah Almighty will order the sky and it will keep pouring down for 40 days. People will remain in the state of death during this time. And in the meanwhile, as the people are in the state of death, Allah Almighty will command the sky to keep pouring down for 40 days. Then Allah Almighty will order to all these bodies to grow. When these bodies fully grow and become same as they were in the world, then Allah Almighty will say that my inhabitants of skies, you are resurrect. This is the command that Allah Almighty will issue. Then they all will resurrect. Then Allah Almighty will command Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, and he will take the trumpet and place it over his mouth. Then Allah Almighty will command Sayyidina Jibra'il and Mika'il alayhi salam to resurrect, and they both will also resurrect. Then Allah Almighty will call all the souls. Allah Almighty will order Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam to blow the trumpet for resurrection. Therefore, he will blow the trumpet, and this will make souls come out in such a way like honeybees, they fly together. Then Allah Almighty will say that I swear by reverence and majesty that all the souls shall return to their bodies. Then all the souls will return back to the bodies they belong to. This will take place after we die and when the time of resurrection would come. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know that we will be resurrected after we die. And we will be held accountable for everything that we do in this world. So we shall all prepare ourselves before that time arrives. We still have time at the moment. We still have time at the moment to better our afterlife. We still have time to perform virtuous actions so we can have good deeds in our book of deeds. We still have time to beautify our akhirah. So we shall not spend time in heedlessness. We shall spend time in righteous, pious, noble activities. So we are not embarrassed on the day of judgment when our account is taken. Because after we die, we will be resurrected again and our account will be taken. Now how the accounts will be taken and whose account will be taken first? Let's listen to this. It is mentioned in the narration that when Allah Almighty intends to do something, then Lohe Mahfuz, the sacred tablet, it taps on the forehead of Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam is the one who has covered his head with his wings due to the majesty of Allah Almighty. That's why he alayhi salatu wasalam never lifts his head. So when Lohe Mahfuz, the sacred tablet, it taps the blessed forehead of Sidra Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, that's when he looks up, and if the order is for the inhabitants of these skies, then Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam assigns it to Sayyidina Mika'il alayhi salatu wasalam. And if that command, that order is for the inhabitants of the earth, then Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam assigns that command, that order to Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam. So, on the day of judgment, first of all, the accountability of Lohe Mahfuz, of the sacred tablet, will be conducted. The account of Lohe Mahfuz will be taken first on the day of judgment. Now, when it will be called to give its accountability, meaning the sacred tablet, when Lohe Mahfuz will be called to give its accountability, it is stated in narrations that its shoulders will be shivering due to the fear of Allah Almighty. Its shoulders will be trembling out of the fear of Allah Almighty. It will be asked that, did you convey my message? It will reply, yes. And when Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam will testify it, then Lohe Mahfuz will say, the thanks to Allah who has saved me from giving bad accountability. Similarly, everyone will be questioned thereafter. Now, it is the wisdom of Allah Almighty that how He Almighty will take the account of the sacred tablet. It is beyond our comprehension. Our weak intellects cannot comprehend that how the accountability of the sacred tablet will be taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is beyond our comprehension. But this will take place. The account of Lohe Mahfuz will be taken, and thereafter account of every single one, every single person will be taken. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know in this very narration as well that the sacred tablet will also be shivering, will also be trembling due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muqarrab angels, the likes of Jibra'il, Mika'il and Israfil alayhim as-salam, they are trembling, they are fear-stricken out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we come to know that one of the reasons for having such great level of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is because they have gained the true ma'rifah, the true recognition, the true cognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the more closer you get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more ma'rifah, the more recognition, cognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you acquire, you gain, the more fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you develop in your heart. So again, we've been talking about this very attribute of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout our previous episodes, and we are doing it in this very episode as well, just to highlight how important this very attribute, this very aspect, this very trait is for our iman. Without having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one's iman cannot be strengthened. So the more one gets closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the higher the level of his fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala develops. So these angels who are sinless, who cannot commit a sin, they don't have the tendency, the power of committing sin, they remain fear-stricken, they remain in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sacred tablet, Lohe Mahfuz, which is not doing anything but fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when that would be presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment to present its account, even Lohe Mahfuz will be trembling out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we do not pay much heed towards it. We do not pay too much attention towards this very fact. How much fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do we possess in our hearts? Because fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that will keep us away from committing sins. Fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that would make us perform righteous actions. So, following the footsteps of these sinless, masoom angels, these muqarrabeen angels, these angels who are closest in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following their footsteps, following their traits, their attributes, we shall also try to develop the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts if we want to succeed in this world and in the hereafter. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, once we develop this very beautiful attribute of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will see a great change in our lives. We will see a great change and a great benefit to our dunya as well as our akhirah. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, today again we've tried to cover some attributes and excellences of Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. And we hope that through today's episode, your knowledge regarding Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam would have increased further. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, if we develop a habit of watching Madani Channel all the time, we will increase our knowledge immensely. So make an intention to keep watching Madani Channel all the time. And straight after this program as well, there will be beautiful programs aired on Madani Channel just for you. So to increase your rewards, to increase your knowledge, stay tuned into Madani Channel and keep watching Madani Channel. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, next week we will be back with another new exciting and fascinating topic. Till then, take very good care of yourself and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
They are obedient, never commit sins, fulfill every command of Allah.